today's fun stuff. Sandman brought up the fact that there was a whole heap of party girls, you know, going out onto the yachts, and they refused, about three or so of them. I didn't bother to look it up, but three or so party girls I seem to be different women on different yachts. You know, they're going out there for the drugs and the booze and to get their brains fucked out and to be whores, you know. And, you know, the story is they all refused to wear life vests. Fell overboard. And they fucking drowned, and the bodies resurfaced somewhere else a long way away several days later. And so I, being the insatiably curious man that I am, I looked up the density of silicon, you know, to find out if it actually, silicon tets actually help you float or help you sink. And provided you don't get huge fucking tits, you know, a small sort of an orange sized fucking set of implants, you know, small orange, you know, well, there's the silicon sort of bag that it's in. They're sort of, you know, so that's a higher density because it's a higher strength rubber. And then it's filled with a silicon gel, or silica gel, which is, gives it, feels like fat, you know, like how women have a lot of fat in their head. Well, the, oh God, sitting down too long. Well, what came out of it was that the silica gel weighs approximately, because it's not straight silicon oxide, it's silicon, hydrogen, carbon, nitrogen, all these other bits and pieces, you know what I mean? And that weighs, I think, 1.02 kilograms a cubic litre, you know, and the silicon shell weighs about 1.2 kilograms a cubic, sort of, you know, 10 centimetres by 10 centimetres, you know, that sort of stuff, you know. And so overall it's going to be weighing 1.1, say, just averaging it out, 1.1 kilos per cubic per litre, you know, 1.1 kilograms per cubic litre, whereas straight fat is about 880 grams per litre. And if you consider the fat that's in the tits, you know, as well as the fat in the woman's head, is got a fair sort of water content, being blood vessels, all that sort of stuff. then the average tit is going to be weighing around about 1.1 kilos per litre, you know, somewhere around there, you know what I mean? Give or take a little bit. So overall, there's not going to be much difference, and at best, the implants will give slightly neutral buoyant, slightly, might be just a shade heavier than natural fat tits, you know. Maybe, you know, it's pretty close to the fucking thing. Anyway, the marvellous hole called the internet. I went through different silicon rubber, silicon thingos, silicon tits, you know, and silicon breast, silicon implants, as in breast augmentation. Why can't they just say tit enhancing, you know? And here's a really interesting thing, because I hate junkies, you know. I like some of them in small doses, but most of them are just fucking scumbags. No. But here's what I found out. Now this is really interesting. This is from Wikipedia, breast augmentation, and it goes on, I didn't expect this, but it goes on mental health, right? And it says, I've cleaned this up because there's grammatical and spelling errors and bits and pieces, you know what I mean? You know, like of the sort, like the cat sat on the mat, where it's written as the cat's on the mat, you know what I mean? That sort of stuff, you know? The longitudinal study, excess mortality from suicide and other external causes of death among women with cosmetic breast implants, 2007, reported that women who sought breast implants, are almost three times as likely to commit suicide as women who have not sought breast implants. You know, fucking and anyway, compared to the standard suicide rate for women of the general populace, the suicide rate for women with augmented breasts remained alike. The women who've got bigger tits, you know. With augmented breasts remained alike, you know, they're the same suicide rate as the normal fucking women, you know. Until 10 years post-implantation, yet it increased to 4.5 times greater at the 11-year mark, and so remained until the 19-year mark, when it increased to 6 times greater at 20 years post-implementation. Right. Moreover, in addition to the suicide risk, women with breast implants also faced a treble death risk from alcoholism and drug abuse. That's in brackets prescription and recreational. Although seven studies have statistically connected a woman's undergoing a breast augmentation procedure to a greater suicide rate, the research indicates that augmentation surgery does not increase the suicide rate, and that in the first instance it is the psychopathologically inclined woman who is likely to undergo breast augmentation. I'll go back over this. However, the study effect of breast augmentation mammoplasty on self-esteem and sexuality, a quantitative analysis 2007 reported that women attributed their improved sex They improve self-esteem, self-image, and increase satisfactory sexual functioning, meaning screwing around and, you know, being sluts and screwing around, to having undergone breast augmentation. The cohort, or the group of women, aged 21 to 57 years, averaged post-operative self-esteem increases ranging from 20.7 to 24.9 points on the 30-point Rosenberg self-esteem scale, which data supported the 78.6 increase in the women's libido relative to her preoperative level of libido. Therefore, before agreeing to any surgical procedure, the plastic surgeon evaluates and considers the woman's mental health to determine if breast implants can positively affect her self-esteem and sexual functioning. Right, to go back through this. So, you know, women who are seeking breast implants are three times as likely to suicide as women who are not. You know, and like that's on a play on sort of more word specifics, right? Sought doesn't mean got. It just means looking out for, you know, saying, my tits are too small. I think men would like me much more if I had nice big pointy tits like torpedoes, you know. And compared to the standard suicide rate for women of the general populace, the suicide rate for women with augmented breasts remained alike until 10 years post-implementation. So my feeling is that women, say 18 to 25, you know, because they usually start saying, well, I've got really small tits and the guys aren't looking at me, but they're looking at Mary Sue over there, and she's got big tits like torpedoes, and, you know, if I had big tits like torpedoes, the men would be looking at me, you know. She gets fucked all the time by different guys, and I'm not getting fucked by anybody, or hardly ever. So, the age thing comes into it, right? So we'll just say 18 to, say, 25. Okay, just a fucking figure. Well, the suicide rate for women is the same as, with big tits, is the same as the, you know, suicide rate for women with normal tits until about 10 years. And that's when they've hit the wall. That's, you know, from say 18 to 25, maybe 23, I don't know, you know, whatever, you know. I think that just to sort of get the ball rolling, you know. I haven't looked at the study. I'm just reading an extract of it, you know. You know, so it increased 4.5 times at the 11-year mark because they're getting old. No one wants to... They're infertile. No one wants to fuck them. They've usually got a head full of bad attitudes and they're absolute cunts to be with. And they're just fucking idiots, you know what I mean? No man wants a relationship with a fucking woman who's an idiot, and there's plenty of it. So they're going, oh, my tits are big and I can't get laid, and no man wants to have anything to do with me, so I have to go top myself, you know. So that's the 11 mark. So it goes up, you know. So it goes three times the rate. We'll just say that sort breast implants... You know, we'll just say, they have obtained breast implants. We'll just say that. So it goes from three times the normal women, and women with big tits, big titties, are three times as likely to commit suicide as women who have not got them, you know? So, and at 10 years, that's the same for up to 10 years after the surgery, which was, say, 29 to say 34, 35, you know what I mean? Once they get to that age, their suicide at the 11-year mark, typically, I'm just saying, you know, I could look it up, but just saying that at the 4.5-year mark, or at the 11-year mark, when they're post-wall and realists starting to sink in, that they're high and dry, and they got no man, you know, I don't need no man, and so therefore you got no fucking man, you know, your box wine and your head meds, you know. So party girl territory is drying up at the nightclub, you know. No drugs, no booze, no fucking round endlessly with heaps of different guys. So they can't cope. So at the 11-year mark, their suicide rate goes up to 4.5 times the big tits go, their suicide rate goes up 4.5 times compared to the small tits, you know, the normal tits, you know. And it goes, it's the same until they reach the 19 to 20, around the 19 to 20 years mark, you know, after the fucking implants, you know, after the titties, big titties. Well, their suicide rate goes up by six times. Six times greater than the normal fucking little titties, you know. You know. Moreover, the suicide risk, women with breast implants basically wanting to get their brains fucked out a lot more usually are addicts. So they're sex addicts and they're drug addicts, you know. And they're drinking and, you know, taking, doing all sorts of other drugs. And, you know, that's when they sort of, you know, that sort of, you know, partying. If you're, say, 23 and get your tits done, well, at 43... you can't get laid anymore because you're old. You're a fucking basket case. You're a complete cunt, retarded cunt to be with. And you got nothing else going for you. Except, and all the booze and drugs and shit. All of that stops working. And they're too stupid to fucking have a long, hard look at themselves. You know? And they're too stupid to do something about themselves. And so they're just fucking idiots, you know. And then they go top of, they go kill themselves. You know, and, you know, the highest suicide rate, it said that, it's not the surgery that increases the women's suicide rate, it's the psychopathologically inclined woman who's likely to undergo, you know, is high, you know, much, I didn't read the fucking numbers, you know, that, and the personality evaluation tests and psychological profiles and stuff, but, you know, it is the psychopathologically inclined woman who is likelier to get the boob jobs, you know, get the big silicon tits, you know. So I'm quite, you know, you're going, oh, I got tits like torpedoes, I look great in a tight t-shirt, rah, 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 I'm getting fucking heaps more guys, I'm getting heaps, my brain's fucked out more often by more people, you know. And then, you know, you add in being, you know, somewhere on the spectrum, you know, personality disorders and being an addict, food, sex, drugs, gossiping, gambling, fucking all the shit under the sun, and then aging out and then going into fucking rapid decline. Of course they're going to top themselves. That's the one thing that they didn't, I haven't read the whole study, I'm just reading the extract, you know, but of course that's where they're about to fucking go, you know. And you know, so that's what happens to all the old fucking, you know, the retarded cunts who didn't pick up the books and didn't study and didn't actually become housewives, become a family, you know, have a family, raise kids, you know, be a good wife, you know, all these sorts of really fucking important things. The sluts went out and became party girls and then it all crashed and burned and then they were stranded, so they said, fuck this, I'm going to kill myself. You know, so that's, I mean, you know, on one hand I think it's kind of sad, but also I'm just thinking, I'm so sick of fucking drug-fucked women who are fucking cunts, just idiots and cunts who refuse to take responsibility for their own shit and deal with their fucking issues. I'm, I, You know, like I've, that's like, you know, sort of 50 years of being around Alcoholics Anonymous and that, you know, I'm just so fucking, I will applaud you if you're prepared to do what it takes to get the results, to work your, mind your own fucking business and work your way through your own issues. But if you also choose not to do what it takes to deal with your own fucking issues and continue to be a fucking retarded cunt and you end up fucked, well, I'll applaud your choice too, you know. They're your choices, you know. So, you know, I've had a fucking gutful of women. They're cunts. I don't want to, not all of them, but some of them, you know. Some of them are actually pretty good, you know, sort of. But there's a lot of them, they're just fucked in the head. They're crazy people who come from crazy families and they feed into all the crazy bullshit from a crazy culture, you know, and they aren't really bright, very bright in the first place. They're just reactive kind of fucking, yeah. I run across hundreds of them, you know. And if you're not being stupid and being agreeable and, oh, yes, 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 and going along to get along, they'll fucking burn you alive, you know what I mean? So I just see so many of them fuck up with their burn you alive kind of ideology. You know, they sort of self-combust. So that's the good news. All right, thank you, men. And back to the camera.